A common OCD debate is fear of not having anxiety. I don't have anxiety anymore. What does this mean? Does this mean I actually like the thoughts? Does this mean I could actually do something bad? Does this mean I'm really becoming a bad person? Am I turning into a bad person? All of this can run through your mind. But just always remind yourself that this is simply bait to get you back into ruminations, into compulsions, into confessing, into researching, into checking, figuring out. It's just bait. It was baiting you with one thing, you stopped buying into it, it's now baiting you with meta OCD. And usually, when OCD can't grab on to your original, what I call in content themes, so very specific themes such as harm OCD, relationship OCD, religious OCD, if you're not buying into that, OCD says, okay, fine. Well, what if you just never get better? What if your anxiety will never go away? What if it's a problem that you don't have anxiety? What does that mean about you? So it comes up with these convoluted twists in order to get you back into feeding it as much as you were feeding it before. I want you to zoom out of your content of the day. So whatever thought you're having right now, try to kind of zoom out of it to see the actual picture, because the actual picture is not, I'm worried about this, this, and this. The actual picture is, let's send you this thought, feeling, image, sensation, so you feed the OCD, so you do the behaviors. That's the actual game. But you are viewing it through a very kind of narrow perspective of today's thought. And if I just solve today's thought, whether it's about recovery, whether it's about anxiety, whatever it's about, right? If you just solve today's thought, then it's going to go away. That's always the OCD promise that this is going to be the last one. I'll just do it one more time. And again, it's bait. And the next one, it's going to send you some other twist. And again, it will want you to do the behaviors. Stop taking the bait. I say this all the time. Stop taking the bait. Make the choice not to say, you know what? This 1 million thought that I'm having right now, this is the thought I will choose to disregard. I didn't disregard those other ones. Fine, whatever. I've learned from that. I've learned that every time I took it seriously, it was for nothing. I don't even remember what they were now, right? But this one, oh, this is super important. No, I'm not buying it. I'm choosing not to buy it. Even though my emotions are telling me to buy it, I'm choosing not to buy it. Start saying that. And again, it's not just about saying the words, it's about acting it, living it. Meaning that you actually are making the choice to ignore it without solving, without running to the internet, confessing all of the behaviors. And I promise you, little by little, it will get easier. Not all at once, not right now, but you are starting on the right road. So you're reducing by little bit by little bit. You need to do this. And don't look back on where your anxiety is. Is it here? Is it not here? Who cares? Once you stop feeding the OCD, little by little, the brain will recalibrate and balance itself out. But it won't be overnight. And it won't be, sometimes people will tell me, I disregard it all day. Why are the thoughts still here? I hear this from time to time. And OCD is a physical situation, it's not metaphysical. Just like if you broke an arm, I stopped doing behaviors that will cause harm. Why is my arm still broken? Right? Like it's fine. You're doing the right things, but it's going to take a little while, and that's okay. Don't monitor where your anxiety is at. Is it there? Is it not there? Just focus all of your energy on not giving energy to OCD. So choosing to do nothing, that's where you need to focus your attention. I hope you find my videos helpful. Subscribe if you haven't. If you want me to push you to full recovery, please sign up through youhaveocd.com for a recovery program. I'll see you tomorrow.